Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our wet pattern continues all week. A couple of sprinkles this morning, but I'll show you when we'll see thunderstorms and some severe weather potentially coming up.
Today, UNC faculty members will deliver a petition with more than 500 signatures to school leaders, coming up what they're calling for in the aftermath of recent protests.
And some North Carolina swift water rescuers are headed to Texas, where hundreds of people have already needed saving. We have a look at the extreme flooding that people across the state of Texas are facing. Whenever disaster hits, you can count on people from North Carolina to go and help. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock as we start a new work week for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're here to help. We got a little rain over the weekend. You got your planting done, though.
Yes, I was able to plant some of my flowers in the big planters, and I'm glad that we're getting some rain now.
In between the raindrops, now you don't have to water them. Perfect. You may not have to all week, Elizabeth. We're headed for more rain.
Yeah, Renee, that was great timing. Anybody else who was braving the rain to do a little gardening, that was wise. All right, a little bit of light, patchy rain this morning. Notice there's a little bit more back to our west. We could see a few sprinkles on and off this morning. You can see that last little bit moving toward Henderson is beginning to fizzle out. But Futurecast shows the potential for an isolated shower or two this morning. By mid to late afternoon is when things really get cranked up. Watch those thunderstorms by 2 o'clock starting to develop to our west, sitting right over us by 5 o'clock. So the evening commute could be messy. It is likely to continue all the way through the evening, and then we'll continue to see this threat all the way through the rest of this week. Right now, we're looking at downtown Raleigh, Jimmy V camera, southwest winds at 9 miles per hour, a temperature of 70, so it is definitely warm out there right now. We'll climb to 78 at lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-80s for this afternoon. What I'm watching is a severe threat. We now have a severe threat for Tuesday and Wednesday. Most likely, we'll see it all the way through Friday. I'll walk you through it coming up. Ken?
Elizabeth, all new at 6:01. We've been monitoring for the last 10 minutes of a slowdown that was happening on the northern part of the Beltline between Lake Boone and Ridge Road. And right now you can see it's completely cleared. All the major routes in and out of the capital city, 87 coming in from Knightdale, 540. Nothing to worry about this morning. I'm going to give you a quick live look outside now at the state Highway 147 and Austin Avenue. That and all the major thoroughfares in and out of the Bull City, free and clear this morning.
Ken, thank you. New this morning, hundreds of UNC faculty and staff are calling for student protesters to be allowed back in school after facing suspension. It comes after last week's police action toward pro-Palestinian protesters on campus. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at UNC this morning. And Kelsey, those school employees want administrators to walk back some of the disciplinary action they've taken.
Renee, they do, and more than 500 of them have signed a petition, and barriers still surround the quad this morning, nearly a week after police and protesters clashed on campus. This is a look now at video from when police cleared out an encampment on the quad last Tuesday. 36 protesters were detained. 13 of them were students, some facing charges like assaulting a government official and resisting arrest. These faculty members are calling on UNC's administration. They're asking them to allow student protesters who were detained and suspended back in school. The faculty members plan to deliver this petition later this afternoon in the Peace and Justice Plaza here on campus. So we'll be sure to have a crew here to keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
This morning, police are still looking for a person who shot into someone else's car while they were driving in Zebulon. The shooting happened within walking distance of Five County Stadium, where the Carolina Mudcats play. Police said the driver was shot Sunday evening and caused that person to crash. WRL crews on the scene saw a sedan there with broken glass and a smashed hood off to the side of the road. Police say the driver was taken to the hospital. No word on that person's condition.
Today, a Smithfield man accused of causing a school bus crash in Johnson County that injured several students is due in court. 30-year-old Trevor Grice faces felony hit and run and other charges after authorities say he hit that bus with his car on Friday. Take a look at surveillance camera video showing the moment that happened, and you can see the bus was pushed off the road, ending up in someone's front yard. 13 children were on board. 8 had to be taken to the hospital. Troopers say Grice was driving with a revoked license at the time.
Today, the argument over whether you need to bring photo ID to your polling place goes in front of a judge. This trial could play a role in the election coming up in November. WRL's Laura Levine is live in downtown Raleigh. And Laura, the NAACP argues the photo ID requirement is discriminatory.
Jeff, good morning. This is a long-awaited trial, which begins later this morning. Voting activists and the NAACP says that this law was enacted with discriminatory intent and is already having an impact on minorities. Now, the voter ID requirement law went into effect last April following a long string of court cases. The March primary was the first major test of the law in recent years. Republican state legislative leaders who intervened as defendants in the case plan to point out that the law offers broad exceptions to voters who do not have an ID and that the March primary ran smoothly.
Bringing the case will say it's not just the fact that, you know, 99.9% of North Carolinians were able to vote using their ID, but it was people who chose not to go to the polls at all because they were concerned about the voter ID.
So this case has the potential to block the state's voter ID requirement. However, it is likely that there will be an appeal. The trial begins at 9:30 this morning at the Winston-Salem Federal Courthouse. It's expected to last 10 days. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Today we'll get an idea how Wake County leaders want to spend your tax dollars. Wake County Manager David Ellis will present his recommended budget for the 2025 fiscal year. It'll happen during tonight's regular board meeting. Last year, Board of Commissioners approved $1.8 billion in their budget. That included investments in education, public safety, and affordable housing. Tonight's meeting starts at 5.
A woman is facing charges, including drunk driving, after Highway Patrol says she crashed into a trooper's vehicle head on. This happened early Sunday morning, just south of Clinton on U.S. 701. The trooper was in his car at the time of the crash. The Highway Patrol tells us he was shaken up, but is physically okay.
This week, members of House Speaker Mike Johnson's own party are looking to oust him from power. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she plans to introduce a resolution calling for Johnson's ouster. She's unhappy he pushed through a foreign aid package that helps Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And she says Johnson has compromised too much with Democrats. It is unclear how many Republican members will side with her. Many Republicans oppose this push because they don't want the party to fight like it did when Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted last year.
This week, your input is wanted in the search for a new Durham Public School superintendent. There will be three meetings for the community to talk about what they want in a superintendent. The first is tonight at the former Northern High School on Tom Wilkinson Road. You can also attend a meeting tomorrow at Hillside High or Wednesday at the Southern School of Energy and Sustainability. All of the meetings begin at 6 p.m.
This morning, local officials and lawmakers are calling for a better post office in Holly Springs. Congressman Wiley Nickel will call on USPS officials to fix the issues that those people there face. He says there are long wait lines, long wait times because the facility was built before the population of that town took off. Now, the press conference this morning will begin 9 a.m. at the Holly Springs post office.
Members of the North Carolina Emergency Management Swift Water Rescue Team are headed to Texas. Southeast Texas is seeing devastating flooding intensified by another round of storms. Texas game wardens have joined emergency services and rescue efforts. At least 224 people have been saved from flooding. A five-year-old boy has died after the car he and two adults were in got stuck in rising water. The man and women were both rescued.
Carolina Hurricanes need a bit of a rebound game in game two of their series with the New York Rangers tomorrow night. Canes find themselves in an early 1-0 hole after their loss 4-3 yesterday. And the Canes scored a goal less than 2 minutes left in this one to get within one goal, but they were unable to get the tying goal before time ran out. Game two starts tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in New York. And in less than 10 minutes, I have some fan reaction to the game one loss and why they're not just going to give up on this series just yet.
A graduation ceremony turned tragic at Ohio State University. Coming up, what we know about the death at the commencement ceremony.
CIA director is heading to Israel today. We'll tell you how Director William Burns is working to release hostages from Gaza.
And a few sprinkles this morning, but expect a round of thunderstorms late this afternoon into the evening. I'll show you when you can expect those and when we may have a round of severe storms as well.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. We had a couple of sprinkles in our northern counties just a little while ago. Those have fizzled out, but there's more isolated rain up to our north and west that could develop across our area. 20% chance this morning. But mid to late afternoon is when the action really picks up. We have the potential for some heavy rain and some scattered thunderstorms during the evening commute all the way up until around midnight. And then we're going to repeat that every afternoon this week. Right now, 70 degrees in Durham. Of course, there at the DBAP, they've got the cover on the baseball diamond. It's cloudy and breezy in Raleigh at 70, 69 right now in Fayetteville. You might run into some damp conditions out on the roads as you're heading out the door, but it should be fairly dry at the bus stop this morning. Now, as the kids are getting off the bus this afternoon, we may see some scattered showers and storms, temperatures in the mid-80s. Ken?
All right, Elizabeth, happening now in the WRAL Traffic Center. We just got reports of this crash that happened on Creedmoor Road, just north of 540, just south of 85. We're checking our sensors, not causing any major problems in that area, so it should not be a problem for you. In the capital city, we're seeing that big, that troubled spot right there all morning long. It popped up about an hour ago. It just popped up in the last few seconds. I'll go check it out and let you know exactly what's going on in that northern part of the Beltline.
Thanks, Ken. CIA Director William Burns is traveling to Israel today for continued talks about a ceasefire and hostage release. Burns started work to help broker a deal to release the remaining hostages in Gaza earlier this year. He had previously been in Cairo, where Hamas says ceasefire discussions ended without a deal. Israel's defense minister claims that Hamas is not serious about reaching a truce.
What was supposed to be a day of celebration turned tragic after someone died during Ohio State University's graduation ceremony. A spokesperson for the university said that person fell from the stands and died. It happened just before 12:30 in the afternoon, just 30 minutes after that ceremony began. Commencement continued uninterrupted. Students leaving that ceremony, though, had to walk past the crime scene tape as they were leaving.
Durham police are investigating two separate hit and runs that happened less than 12 hours apart. The first crash happened just after 9 Saturday night on North Miami Boulevard near Rainer Street. The person who was hit is listed in critical condition. The second crash happened on North Roxborough Street just after 5 Sunday morning. Police believe a person may have been hit by two cars. Neither driver stayed on the scene. The pedestrian in that hit and run died at the hospital. Surfers in Mexico are protesting after two Australians and an American were killed. Family members identified the three people as Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Jack Rode. Mexican authorities say the men were likely killed during a robbery attempt for their truck tires in the Baja Peninsula. The men's bodies were then dumped in a remote well. Investigators found a fourth unidentified body that had been in the well longer. Three suspects are being held in connection with the murders.
New footage is showing massive flooding in Brazil's southernmost state. You can see the water is up to this man's neck right there as he tries to guide his family out of a building carrying his young girl on his shoulders. More than 88,000 people were forced to evacuate their homes, many using jet skis and boats to escape the flooding. Brazilian officials say 75 people are dead. More than 100 are still missing. A pilot and passenger are dead after a plane crash in Virginia. The private aircraft crashed in a wooded area of Fluvanna County near Charlottesville. Police say the two were headed to South Carolina. The cause of the crash is unknown right now. There was light rain when it went down. Both the NTSB and FAA are investigating.
The Canes dropped game one of their series in New York on Sunday. But Canes Nation back here at home knows it's still early in the series. There are a lot of people decked out in Canes gear at Teats in Glenwood South. Despite the Rangers winning the first game, fans say there is still a lot of time for the Canes to get the wins needed.
Everybody else repping fuels you. You got to live for it. You got to wear that passion. Wear the red.
It was actually like an absolute nail biter of a game towards the end of it, man. It was crazy. It was crazy.
It's game one on the road. I expect game three and four to go the Canes way.
Nothing like that energy at home. The Canes will host games 3 and 4 of the series at PNC Arena on Thursday and Saturday.
First Monday in May means fashion's biggest night, the Met Gala, and all eyes are on the museum's iconic staircase where the stars converge to showcase their spectacular looks inspired by the theme of the gala. Now, coming up this morning, Jenna Bush Hager's exclusive interview with Vogue's Anna Wintour. Wintour explained when picking this year's theme, she broke her cardinal rule of picking something that is clearly defined.
We said, well, what about Garden of Time, which is also magical and romantic and could mean lots and lots of different things. So I fear that we have unleashed a lot of confusion out there, and for which I deeply apologize. I promise next year we will go back to a very succinct title that nobody can not understand.
All right, I'm confused. Tune in this morning to learn more about the top secret event that's coming up only on Today at 7 a.m. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. I tell you, the wardrobe for today includes an umbrella for sure.
And, we're going to be wearing the same thing all week long. More showers and thunderstorms, but more of an indication, too, that we could see some severe weather. We did have a lot of rain over the weekend, but it was all just quiet. We didn't hardly have a thunderstorm. A couple of isolated showers have popped up this morning. We could see a little bit more of that. We take a look at our rainfall from the weekend, or at least from the last 24 hours. And in some places, it was fairly light, maybe a quarter of an inch or so, but we did have some places. You can see the purple and the yellows showing up north of Durham, around the Sand Hills and southeast of Raleigh, where we saw anywhere from an inch and a half to 2.5 inches of rain. So we got a good soaking in a few places. Here's a live look at Goldsboro and Apex Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant in Fayetteville. We are cloudy everywhere. We'll stay cloudy for today. A sprinkle or two could pop up between now and lunchtime, and then mid to late afternoon, the thunderstorms roll through. Those storms will produce some heavy rain, possibly some wind damage today. We don't have a level one risk today, but we do for tomorrow and Wednesday. And most likely we'll see that for Thursday and Friday when it gets close to time. This is overnight tonight. We'll wake up to a few scattered showers tomorrow morning and then another round of thunderstorms right during the evening commute. Watch that at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock. That's the band of storms that certainly looks like it has the potential to be severe. We're going to have some hot temperatures to go along with it too midweek. This is for tomorrow. Level one risk for severe storms, wind damage, some heavy rains. Certainly, same thing again on Wednesday. So looking at a 40 to 60% chance for today and tonight, 50 Tuesday, 30 Wednesday, 50 Thursday, and 40 Friday. So we continue with a good chance for rain. Some significant amounts, too. This is going to be just an average. Where we have thunderstorms, we'll likely have more rain than this. You know how that works with those scattered storms. If they sit in a spot, we can really end up with some heavy rain. But expect at least another inch and a half by the time we get to the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, it looks much nicer for Mother's Day. Highs will be in the 70s. Comfortable temperatures. We can't rule out a stray thunderstorm. And then after Mother's Day, it looks like much of that next week does stay below normal. But we have some heat in our forecast. In the meantime, 87 tomorrow, 90 Wednesday, 88 on Thursday, before we cool off just in time for what looks like a nice weekend, Ken.
Excellent. Coming up on 620, Elizabeth, we've been monitoring a troubled spot on the Beltline between Ridge Road and Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue. This is our camera at the Beltline and Lake Boone Trail, and that's the brake tapping you're seeing going on right there. We're working with our friends at Raleigh 911 to figure out exactly what's going on. As soon as we figure it out, we'll let you know. But right now, elsewhere, you can see right there, it's beginning to clear up just a little bit, but elsewhere around the triangle, a quiet start to your morning commute this Monday morning.
Ken, thank you. Coming up, the Material Girl is breaking records in what's trending, the huge turnout for Madonna's concert at Copacabana.
And a snake along for the ride with this couple. Oh, my. How long it took them to notice this slithery little reptile and how they calmly got it to be let go.
Oh, my. Oh, did you see its face? Yes. And here's a look at the North Carolina educational winning numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Madonna closes out her celebration tour with a bang, a record-breaking concert.
Ken Smith here now. What's trending? Ken, good morning.
Listen, good morning to you. The Material Girl still got it. An estimated 1.6 million people came to her free Copacabana show in Rio de Janeiro. It brought out more than 10 times the number of people from the previous biggest Madonna show. That was 130,000 people in a Paris park back in 1987. Rolling Stone Australia reports that this is the largest audience ever for a standalone concert.
Capturing it with drones there. I'm watching that video. I mean, it looked like all the beach turned into a dance floor there in Rio. They've been preparing for it for days. She brought up some local Brazilian artists. I mean, this looked like a way to end that tour.
And she played all her hits. Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it. Well, how about this? Today marks 20 years since the finale of Friends. Fans are reminiscing, posted their memories of the last episode being broadcast live in Times Square. Now, multiple sources confirm the cast will do something to celebrate. Now, of course, if the cast gets together, it will be bittersweet, as Matthew Perry died last year.
Yeah, and that source also says the cast members are just trying to figure out the best way to mark this anniversary without their beloved friend and colleague. But that last episode, May 6, 2004, yeah. 50 million viewers.
Wow.
Just an iconic series.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
20 years ago. How time flies. Ken, thank you. The Fall Guy is kicking off the summer 2024 movie season with a bit of a whimper. The new Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt movie brought in about $28 million on its opening weekend. That's a few million less than what it was projected to bring in. Industry experts say this could be a big concern for other big movie premieres coming up this season.
Oh, we had video last week about a surprise snake visit on a car, but that was on the tailpipe. Look at this. This is an extra passenger on the windshield of a couple's car. An Arizona couple found themselves riding along with what appeared to be a gopher snake. They didn't notice it until they were about 45 minutes into their drive. So the couple is used to seeing snakes based on where they live. But this was the first time seeing one on their car. Hello. They left that snake alone and it slithered off their car. When they got to their destination, everybody's safe.
He was so cute, wasn't he? this is going to be the kind of weather that ducks like. We have rain in our forecast for the rest of the week. But on a more serious note, we have several days where we could have severe storms as well. I'll show you which ones.
Today, UNC faculty members will deliver a petition with more than 500 signatures to school leaders, coming up what they're asking for in the aftermath of on-campus protests.
And the man suspected to be responsible for sending 8 children to the hospital is due in court today. See the dramatic surveillance video of the school bus crash and the charges the man now faces.